Sota Perek Tes, Mishnah Zion 9:7. Now the Mishnah discusses the point that the Egla Rufa is only done when we don't know who the murderer is, and what to do if, during the middle of this process, we all of a sudden discover who the murderer is. So the Mishnah says, Nimtza HaHoreg Ad Shelo Ne'erfa HaEgla. If the identity of the murderer becomes known to us before we've actually done the beheading of this calf, Teitze v'tere be'eder. So then the calf is free to go, and it can graze with the rest of the flock, meaning that there's no restrictions on it. Meaning there's no, once it becomes an Egla Rufa, it becomes Asr Bahana. One can't get benefit from the meat of that corpse. It has to just be buried. But prior to the decapitation, it's not considered to be Asr Bahana. It can just go back and be part of regular Chulin. There's another Shita, that the Gemara brings down, really in Croesus, that as soon as the calf is brought down to the Nachal Esan, at that point it becomes Asr Bahana, even prior to decapitation. So according to that Shita, the clock of the moment of no return, where the animal can no longer go back to the main flock, is earlier on when it gets to the Nachal Esan, and it's not clear from the Rishonim, let's say, which is the Halachal Maisa. Says the Mishnah further, Mishnah ne'erfa ha'egla, but once the calf has been decapitated, then tikka verbim koma, it has to be buried exactly in its place, the place where you did the decapitation. That's learned from the pasuk, because the pasuk says, va'arfu sham es ha'egla benachal, you will, decapitate the calf there at the nachal, and the word sham there seems superfluous. It could have just said, va'arfu es ha'egla benachal. So the sham there tells you that's where it should be buried. I'm not perfectly clear, to be honest. According to Rashi's pshat, where the calf is being decapitated on on bedrock of the wadi, where you presumably can't bury it because it's bedrock, and where exactly you bury it, according to the Rambam, it's much easier. The activities of the Egla Rufa are happening on the river bank. It could be a soft river bank. The Esan refers to the hard flow of the waters. Therefore, burying it there would not be a problem. Says the Mishnah further. So it says, Mishne erfa egla to cover b'mkoma. Once you've decapitated it, you bury it in its place there. Shall safek ba'asa mitchilasa, v'kipra sveika v'halchala. If your concern is, well, what happens if we first decapitated it and then we found out who the murderer is? The answer, says the Mishnah, is, well, when you brought it, when you decapitated it, shall safek ba'asa, that was brought because you didn't know at the time when you decapitated it, Metchilasa, that was like the position at the beginning before you knew. And therefore, Kipra Sveika, it did atone at that point for the uncertain situation because you didn't know who the murderer was yet. And then Vahalchala, it did its thing, so it's like pass. Now the fact that later on you find who the murderer is doesn't change anything. Now, more than that, Ne'erfa Ha'egla Va'achar Kach Nimtza Horeg, if you do the decapitation and then later on find out who the murderer is, Hareze Yehareg, so then that murderer himself must be murdered. He must be punished, capital punishment. This isn't suggesting anything extra legal, meaning the assumption here is not just that you identify who the murderer is, but also you get the necessary, Adam witnesses and Hasra, they testified, they warned him properly, and he said, I don't care, I'm doing it anyways. So at that point, he would be subject to the capital punishment of execution. Less than that, the murderer has to do what the murderer has to do, but if we can't prosecute him, we can't prosecute him. That's a side point. The point of the mission here, the main point of the mission here, is that just because we achieved some kind of kapara by doing the Egla Rufa process, that doesn't atone for the murderer himself, and he has to be brought to justice, and whatever the courts are going to do because of him, that process will proceed regardless of the Egla Arufa having been done prior to his being brought to justice.